You're listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to talk to you about taking a reboot. Song by Dave Matthews Band, Oh Joy Begin. And that's how I've been feeling for the past few weeks. Like, I feel like my joy has been lost. Like, where have you gone? Where are you hiding? And this is so weird for me because I've been flying high for so long, like 3 months, feeling so damn good. And then all of a sudden, it felt like I just couldn't maintain the pace I was going. I felt like I hit a brick wall. Like, everything lately has felt like a chore to me. And like things that used to make me happy or excited are just kind of like, right now. And like I could take it or leave it. Like nothing's really that exciting to me. And I don't know, I've been thinking about this and I think it's a couple of things. I mean, I'm worn out from my lifestyle, I think, and things that were happening there. And also things with Nick, which is over now, by the way. And so everything has just been kind of getting to me. And right now I'm kind of at this point where I'm like, And so, like I said, I felt like over the past few weeks that my joy is gone and I've just been kind of existing, and this is so not me. And I don't like feeling this way, and I've been really struggling with this and how to address it and exactly what to do about it. So, and I guess if I'm being honest really about what's going on with me, I've been kind of coasting along these past few months. Like, I've gotten really lazy with my daily practices of how I want to live my life. And I feel like I've been definitely more reactive than more of a creator of my own life and the things that I want. And I think I've had a lot of fear and anxiety about Nick, and I was really letting that run the show. And it's almost funny to me, but also kind of sad on the other side of that, is I know this stuff. I live it and I teach it. But on the other side of that, I'm also human and I'm practicing all of this right alongside with each and every one of you. So I talked about this on the last episode about being alone and about the importance of that and, you know, how sometimes we have a fear of that or we're afraid to be on our own. And honestly, I really haven't spent much time alone with myself lately. And that means that I wasn't really listening to myself and and the things that I need. And right now, as I'm recording this, I'm still feeling pretty low. I mean, I'm not as low as I have been, but I'm definitely not my usual feel-good self. And so as I was thinking about what to talk about this week and looking back over the past few months, one of the big red flags I've noticed about myself is I tend to lose myself in the person I'm with at the expense of my own needs. And, I hate this. I still hate this. I guess this really came to light with me recently with everything with Nick. But I don't stop to ask myself often enough, what do I need here? And are my own needs getting met? And because I've been ignoring that, I paid a really heavy price and it's all coming down around me right now. And that's really probably one of the main reasons why I'm feeling so shitty. And so I have this quote in my bedroom from Rumi, and it says, "Move, but don't move the way fear makes you move." And it caught my eye the other day. And you know how you can walk past something, you know, 1,000 times and forget it's there, and then one day you just see it like you're just seeing it for the first time? Well, yeah, that's how I felt when I saw this quote, because I knew most of my actions lately have been coming from a place of fear. And that's why I've been feeling so bad, because I'm coming from this place of just, you know, pure anxiety and not myself, not how I normally act. So I've been wallowing in this for a few weeks now, and honestly very tired of feeling this way. So I decided I need to go back to the things that I know worked for me before. And I decided a big part of that was taking a reboot and just resetting myself and getting myself back to feeling good again. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about that this week. And so here's what taking a reboot looks like for me right now. So first off, that's getting my thoughts back in order again. And I talk about this all the time, about focusing on what you want and not what you don't want. And I even roll my own eyes at myself about this when I talk about this, because I get sick of telling myself this about, yes, I know I need to focus on what I want instead of what I don't want. But sometimes I don't follow my own advice. My friend Carrie loves to call me out on this. You're not following your own advice on this. I'm like, yeah, I realize that now, but I didn't in the moment. And so I know this to be true. I know that it works. I know that focusing on what you want instead of what you don't want is a much better way to live. So that's the first thing I'm focusing on right now. And so here's some things that I did to help myself with that. So all around my house, I put up my favorite quotes, and I put these up. I have these markers that you can write on mirrors with. So I wrote them on both my bathroom mirrors. I wrote it on stickies at my house, all over, basically everywhere that I regularly looked. I put it on my desk at work. I put it in my planner, pretty much anywhere that I felt like I, you know, could benefit from reading this. So here's my quotes, my three favorites that I put up around the house. Everything is always working out for me. That was one of my favorites when I was moving here to Nashville. That went all the time. When something didn't go my way, I just went back to everything is always working out for me. The next one, it's going to be even better than I expect. So I love that one too, because that's no matter what in life. If you adopt that way of thinking, it's going to be even better than I expect. You are opening yourself up for so many surprises that you never, ever, ever would have considered. And then the third one is, in this moment, there are infinite possibilities. I love that one. That one's been the screensaver on my phone. But I think that one for sure, for me, it takes me out of my little box that I often put my situation in. And it opens me up to the possibility of so much more. So like I said, I put those all over my house, put them on the mirror, put them on stickies. Oh, and the other thing I did, I put a whiteboard up in my kitchen and it has a title on it. It says, What's Good? And so every time I walk past it, I write down something that makes me feel good. And it's awesome because I have this board of all this feel good stuff. So and so then that means I'm always looking for what feels good, right? So what's good? What's good? Write it on the board, have it to look at every time I walk past it in the kitchen. But it also keeps my mind shifted on the things that are good in my life instead of going back to some of this negative shit that I've been wrapping myself up into. Okay, so that's the first thing that the reboot looks like for me right now. So the second thing is chilling out just a little bit on basically everything in my life. So that's a big part of that for me right now is from the drinking and partying. It's very easy to get swept up in this in Nashville because the way this town runs, it's like a party 7 nights a week and basically a nonstop party. And so I need to bring a little bit of balance back into my life in that area. I'm not saying that I'm going to stop going out completely, but I don't need to go out and party like it's the last night of my life every time I go out. So I'm cutting back on that a little and just chilling out and, you know, focusing on some other things to do that, you know, I always wanted to do and just never did because of everything else that was going on. One of those things I'm going to do is start taking salsa dancing lessons. I wanted to do that for a while and I kept putting it off. So I decided this week is the week I'm going to do that. Finding more time for me time. So getting back to me and what I really need. And so this for me is working out regularly, eating better, and just doing the things that make me feel good again. And stop saying yes to things that I don't want to do and just make sure I have some downtime to myself. So I've set some goals for myself for workouts each week and I've made a little reward system. So if I meet the workout goals that I set each week, I'm buying myself a new swimming suit at the end of, towards the end of July. And so I had a trip planned to see Nick in California in July. And so I canceled that and I booked myself a trip to Fort Lauderdale instead. And so my goal is to, you know, do my workouts, get a new suit, go to Fort Lauderdale with this rocking body and have a great fucking time when I'm there. So, this works for me because I love goals and I love to have something to work towards. So, that for me makes it fun. And then the last thing for me is sleep. This is one thing that, it seems like if my life is hectic, I feel like shit when I don't get enough sleep. And then also, you know, when anxiety and fear is kind of running the show for me, I have a terrible time sleeping. I just can't shut my mind off. So, this is something I'm really focusing on over the next couple of weeks, just getting back to a normal sleep cycle and just, cause I feel so much better when I do that. So I think going through something like this, you know, the ups and downs, it's just part of life, but I don't think we always pay attention to when we're feeling so down and take a step back to actually reboot and get ourselves back to where we're feeling better. You know, focus on our priorities more and stop beating ourselves up for feeling like shit, right? Just take a step back and being able to focus our priorities, shift out of the shitty mindset, and get back to what is important to us and what makes us feel good. I think that makes such a difference in our overall, you know, as a person, who we are, how we show up where we are, and how we show up in life. But it also, it makes a huge difference in your overall well-being. And so I know not everyone listening to this right today is going to need a reboot like I do, but I want you to consider this the next time maybe you're feeling low or you're feeling like things just aren't going as good as they had been for you. So here's some questions to ask yourself. The first one, are your needs being met? So whatever your situation is, are you giving more than you're getting? And what's that costing you? I think it's really worth asking yourself this question to see if your needs aren't getting met, and this is one of the reasons why you're feeling so drained and so shitty. Another good question to ask is, are you tolerating someone or something because you don't want to speak up or you don't know how? And if so, how's that affecting you? And one of the things that I did this week when I was not feeling so great is this exercise where if you're feeling really shitty about a situation, you make a list of the things you will no longer tolerate about the situation. And I felt like for me when I did this, it helps me almost instantly take my power back from the situation, because it's not me, you know, sitting hopelessly by. It's me actually deciding, no, I'm not going to tolerate these things anymore. If you want to be in my life, or if this is the way it's going to go, these are the things that I need to happen, and these are the things I'm not going to put up with anymore. It feels really good to do that exercise, so I highly recommend that if you are feeling that you're in a place where you're tolerating things and you're unhappy. The third thing, are you taking time to slow down and listen to your own self and what you need in the moment? Or are you just living in distraction because you're afraid to be alone? I talked about this a little bit earlier, but if you have not went back and listened to episode 10, where I talk about being alone, go back and listen to that one, because I think being alone is something that a lot of us fear and a lot of us don't want to do it, but there's so, so many benefits to doing that. And I think you'll find that it's not as scary as you might think as you might anticipate it to be. And so in the last question, what does a reboot look like for you? What are three or four things you could do differently now that will make you feel better? And so I told you mine, but what's important to you? Like, what parts of you are you neglecting that if you took some time to focus on, you would feel better again and get your own self back into alignment? And if you're not sure, journaling about this or talking to a friend may really help you. I know it really did for me. So thanks to my friends, Carrie and Elizabeth, for talking through all this with me, because it really did make a big difference for me these past couple weeks when I've been feeling so down. So, all right, I'm going to close out this week's show. I know this wasn't probably the most upbeat podcast I've done. Like I said, I've been, I'm not there right now. And I always want to be honest with you guys when I'm talking to you. And this is part of life. I mean, some days are good and some days just aren't. And right now, things just aren't as good as they have been for me. So I'm going to take some steps this week to work on myself and get myself in a much better place. And I look forward to next week talking to you about how that goes. Okay, so to close out, let's talk about the songs I picked. The first one, as I mentioned, was Dave Matthews Band, Samurai Cop, Oh Joy Begin. And that's what I'm waiting for right now for myself, is my joy to begin again. And so the outro song I chose was called Crossing a Line by Mike Shinoda, S-H-I-N-O-D-A, I think that's how you say it. But he talks about in the song, he says, because I found what I've been waiting for, but to get there means crossing a line. Oh, I love that so much, because I feel like no matter what we want in life, we have to cross a line to get the thing. And often that line that we've set is the one that we've drawn for ourselves. So if we can get out of our comfort zone and cross the line to get what we want, I like the way that he wrote that in the song, and I thought it was really, really good. So, okay, I'd love to hear what you think this week. If you have any questions or any feedback, please email me, SloanFremont@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @SloanFremont and let me know what you think. And if you like the podcast, please share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. Thanks for listening, and I will talk to you all next week. They'll tell you I don't care anymore, and I hope you'll know that's a lie. Crossing the line.